You say when big tobacco took over food. What do you mean by that?
In the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds started buying up the big food companies like Kraft and General Foods. They created some of your favorite products and marketed them like Hawaiian Punch and Lunchables. And there's evidence even from researchers like Laura Schmidt, who has found that they have applied technologies, flavorants, marketing strategies that were honed to sell tobacco products and have applied them to the ultra-processed food holdings. They divested some of these food companies in the mid-2000s, but the stamp of big tobacco on our food supply has never changed. It's actually just amplified over time and fundamentally changed the food that we eat.
Should it be regulated the way tobacco is now?
Yeah, when I read things that the food industry is saying, you know, they're talking a lot about how to turn cravings into corporate profits. Or they'll say, you know, indulgence has really been a main profit margin for us. That's a big driver of how we're making money. And so we've needed time and time again for the government to step in and put some guardrails on those sorts of companies so we and our children can live happy, sustainable, nourished lives rather than being in these cycles of just craving and crashing that doesn't benefit us, but does benefit those corporations.